I used to know what love was. Something you said. Love was something you felt. Maybe a gift or a vow or an act. I've come to learn what love is. Love is pain. Love is sacrifice. Love is the willing surrender of one's being for another. Love is being torn, stretched, and exhausted. Love is bleeding and screaming and crying. There was a time I knew what love was. But through you, I've learned what love is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I wish I had written this. I wish I had put together these words. But a young man by the name of Matthew Moore wrote these. He wrote them in a book that he published just in 2004, just 3 years ago. And this young man, Matt, when he was writing this book, Love Defined, it's a book not about what you might think. It's a book about something that many of you women here are living. It's a book about motherhood. He's writing about motherhood. Matt, who's a young married man, was writing about motherhood. And that you that it's talking about in that quotation that I just read, the you is his wife. Mike learned what love is by looking at his wife, by watching his wife, by watching her carry, nurture, give birth to their children. That's how Mike learned what love is. And those words are challenging words. It's difficult to live up to what that love is that Mike writes about. And I'm so thankful to my own mother for what she has done for me the whole of my life, not just in giving birth to me, and what she's done to my three siblings, nurturing us each and every moment of our lives and continues to do so. It's a wonderful gift which I myself will never be able to repay, nor will any other man or woman be able to repay their mothers for the gift of life. This morning, mothers, I can't begin to describe, I don't have the words to be able to say what it is that your vocation is. I can't do it. Such a beautiful vocation, it's heroic. But since the moment I read these words, which Matt wrote, I've been unable to stop thinking about one person. The only person that comes to mind when I hear these words has been able to think about in those times is Jesus, the crucified Savior. To think about him. Those words there, torn, stretched, exhausted, bleeding, screaming, crying, all out of love for you and for me. That's passion, the passion of Christ. What we are engaging in this moment is the most glorious time of the year, the greatest week of prayer. It's a week, brothers and sisters, where what we really need to do is just to reach over and grab that handbrake in our lives and pull it. Because we need to slow down. Slow down during this time, the Semana Santa, this holy week. It isn't just a week where we're supposed to ask God, how am I supposed to respond to that love? We've been doing that for 5 weeks. This week is something different. This week is just a week for us to let God overwhelm us with his passion. Passion, love, those words are synonymous. To let God overwhelm us in this moment. So I just want to offer you two things. Two things to help you to be able to be overwhelmed by the passion that God wishes to offer for you. And the first one is one that I offer to people all the time, and they rarely ever take me up on it. But I'm going to challenge you with it. This week, watch The Passion of the Christ. Watch that movie. When I give that challenge to people, so many people come up to me and say, Father, Father, I can't watch that. I can't be in the presence of that Lord. It's too much, Father. I can't do that. I'm here to tell you, you have to. We have to. Because you see, God is not interested in telling us how He loves us. That's not what God came down to do. He didn't come down to tell us. He came down to demonstrate it for us. To show us. To live it out. And I can tell you that there's at least one person that I know of here in our parish today who, because they watched that film, believes that Jesus loves them. Powerful film. You gotta watch it. For those of you, a second thing, maybe you've watched this film before in your life. This is the challenge. Watch it again. One more time. Because we cannot do anything better with our lives than to do that. St. Augustine, back in the 4th century, says this. He says, there is nothing more helpful, nothing more useful for your salvation than to meditate upon the passion and death of Jesus Christ. There is nothing that will help you reach heaven more than that. So maybe you've watched it again. This is for everybody. What I want you to do is I challenge you to take open your Bibles and to read St. John's narrative of the Passion. That's chapter 18 and 19 of John's Gospel. Just two chapters. To sit with that, to linger with Jesus on His way to His arduous Passion. You know, we're going to do this on Good Friday. But you see, there's a problem with that. On Good Friday, it's just going to have the same problems that we have today. The long, long gospel. You're standing, it hurts. Also, there's all sorts of distractions that come up at that time. Maybe some of our little ones are having a difficult time pulling on you. And that's going to distract you from listening to what God wants to share with you, to demonstrate for you. So do your homework early. Find time this week to sit and to be quiet with our Lord and to let Him show you so you're ready to encounter what He's going to encounter for you on that day, the Good Friday. And I want to make a suggestion for you. As you enter into that time of prayer, reading our Lord's passion for you, I invite you to do something. Just close your eyes. Close those eyes. Get in that quiet place and picture Jesus sitting right there next to you. With all the power of imagination that God has given you, place yourself in the scene with Christ and see it unfold before you. Maybe if you're a woman. If you're a woman, picture Jesus as He's there sitting right next to you. Maybe He's grasping your hand to hold you and to help you through this. And He turns to you and He says something like, "My beloved bride, my beloved daughter, let me show you again how much I love you." Maybe if you're a man. If you're a man, you just picture Jesus as He's sitting there right across from you. As your eyes meet His eyes, as He's bruised, as He's beaten, looking at you, He says to you, "Beloved brother, let me show you how I fought for you. How as a warrior, I went into battle to defend you." So then whether it is that you're watching this movie, The Passion of the Christ, or you're reading the Passion narrative of John, just let Jesus tell the story to you, to walk you through His Passion. "There was a time I knew what love was, but through you, my crucified Jesus, I've learned what love is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.